Hey, everybody. This is Big Bubba with the Dining at Disney podcast. I'm here with Kristen, travel guru, and she has a great deal for you. Kristen, please tell them about this deal.
Well, right now, if you are a Disney Plus subscriber, you can save on select Disney Cruise Line sailings. And with this, your third and fourth guests are going to sail for free. And that's with two full fare guests. And that includes the Disney Magic, the Disney Dream, as well as the Disney Fantasy. And you can book up to two staterooms with this particular offer. And it is available for cruises from January 2023 through April of 2023. And it is select stateroom categories. And you must be a Disney Plus subscriber. Reservations in violation of that will be canceled per Disney.
And how can they contact you to get this great deal?
They can email me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
This episode of Dining at Disney Podcast uses the Shure MV7 podcast microphone. Thank you to Shure for sponsoring this episode. It's inspired by the legendary SM7B broadcast mic, which I love so much. This particular one, the MV7, is a dynamic mic that has both USB and XLR output, so you can use it with computers or professional audio interfaces alike. Connect using the USB cable, and you can unlock a bunch of different features, especially when you use that Shure Plus Motive app. So you can dial in the perfect sound. It's easy. You don't even have to be an audio guru like myself to go ahead and work it, because everybody's using it here today, which is awesome. It's got auto level mode, and it once again, it just steps up your video conference calls, steps up your podcasting, or anything that you're doing in terms of content creation. Check out the MV7 podcast microphone and the podcast microphone bundles at Shure, that's Shure.com. Gator Frameworks is also a sponsor of this episode. Don't forget, check out all their gear and accessories for podcasters and content creators, musicians like myself, lighting and AV equipment. They've got it all, ring lights, desks, and stands. Check out GatorFrameworks.com.
The Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat Arcori.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
I am Big Bubba. I am a former cast member, college program alumni, future D23, Club 33 member, but also I'm a year older. So
that's right. Happy birthday, Bubba.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
I feel old, but thank you.
29, right, Bubba?
Yeah. You're never too old for Disney, though.
That's true.
Truth.
And I'm Kat, experiential producer, movie historian, film buff, and all-around nerd. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, let's see. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, click the notification bell. Also, today's hot topic is going to be Bubba's trip report.
Yes.
It is. The good old Oogie Boogie Bash report.
Are you ready to dig into that?
Let's dig into it.
Are you ready?
This is the Disneyland Resort's Halloween party that they do. I know they got the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party over at Disney World. You come over to the West Coast, we have the Oogie Boogie Bash. And it's been great. We've been going, to this Halloween party. I can't even remember how long. It's been since like 05. Oh, I mean, I'm seeing pictures from 04 also. So it's fun every year. I'm glad we got to go this year. It was looking bleak, but tickets were selling out fast this year. This was probably a record pace of how fast these tickets sold, especially if they had a special night, a D23 night during D23 Expo weekend, which sold out quickly also. But, you know, luckily we caught the early part of the party. We usually go later when it's cooler. I do advise if you guys do decide to go to the party, try to plan maybe October because the weather is much cooler. We still went when it was like maybe high 80s, almost 90s. And when you wear, great thing about it, you can wear a costume to this party. You can't, usually you cannot wear anything if you're an adult. You can Disney bound, you know, stuff like that, but you can't really go fully dressed as your favorite character. So we actually got the chance to do it. And Taylor picked our costumes this year, which was Snow White and Prince Florian. And she did an amazing job on our costumes. You can go on my Instagram and look at the picture, big_Bubba_B. And we looked amazing. Everybody just complimented us over and over and over. So, you know, that was just, you know, that just made the night great. But to kick the night off, you know, you were allowed to go in the park at 3 p.m. if you do have this ticket. Parking was free also if you did this party. And also free photo pass for the night, which is now a great thing you can enjoy when you go to these parties. The photo pass is usually included with your ticket.
Nice. Yeah. Now the party starts at 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah, but you can enter the park at 3.
Okay.
Sorry, I said party start 3. You can enter the park at 3. And yeah, just, you know, enjoy everything right before it turns over. So we actually got there like right before the party started because we were working real hard on our costume. Little bumps here and there, you know, fixing stuff. But we had it all worked out. And we hit the trick-or-treat trails. Plenty of trick-or-treat trails. I showed you guys a picture of the candy we got. It was a lot of candy. It was just, I mean, I'm going to hold the bag up right here that I took. This is our little Hocus Pocus.
Wow, nice.
It's basically filled up to here. If you guys see if you're looking on the video. So I have a big old giant Hocus Pocus bag. It's a good 10 pounds of candy, I would say.
And it's filled up to the Hocus on the bag, right?
On the bag, yeah.
So a lot of the top. Two thirds or so then.
Yeah, it's a lot. Trust me, I'm trying to carry that through the whole night. I'm glad we got a locker because halfway through, I'm like, okay, let's make a drop in the locker, stuff like that. So there's another advice, the word of advice, if you do go to the party, get a locker, store your candy and stuff in there because it's going to be a heavy night. The trick-or-treat trails, like I said, they were all around the park. They had characters at each trick-or-treat station. Maleficent was the first one we hit. And, you know, all these characters interact with everyone as you walk along the trails. You can get, you know, pictures, you know, selfies with them, stuff like that. But they're acting the parts. They are evil, you know, they say evil things to you also. As we walk by Maleficent, you know, she's saying, I could give you a better apple, my dear, you know, stuff, you know, just interacting with whoever you are.
They are playing their character well.
And they play it very well, especially during the Halloween season. So some of the highlights there were the characters. We had Maleficent. We had Nim from Sword in the Stone. She was spectacular. She was so funny interacting with everybody. That's a very rare character you see out in the park. So it was great to see that. Who else? We got to see... I believe Hades was out there for a while. They switched over right when we got there. They switched over to another villain that was in this trick or treat area. Also, we got to see Remy and Emil from Ratatouille. They weren't in the trick or treat trails, but they were out interacting with everybody. It was
very
so
cool.
Cute. Yeah. It was really cool. But one of the highlights of the characters was, and you've seen them all over the internet, is Ernesto de la Cruz from Coco. Wow. The prosthetics and everything they put on him is so realistic.
Looks so good.
So amazing. he sounds just like how his character was. Every time, every video I've seen, I'm like, wow. And then when I finally saw it, I'm like, this is amazing. So, you know, I'm going to post a lot of, I wanted to wait to post more stuff until I did the podcast so that way I can tell you guys, you know, be on the lookout for this stuff. But, oh, he's so amazing. And he sings too. Unfortunately, he didn't sing when we went through our time, but there's videos of him actually singing and spot on.
That's awesome.
One of the best, one of the coolest, and it's the longest line. So if you do get there early, because he is the longest line to next to I won't say Sanderson sisters, but they have the Hocus Pocus as I believe Clarabelle, Daisy, and Minnie, I believe. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. We didn't do that line, unfortunately, because it was all so long. Because they're a highlight of the party too. So character greetings were amazing, and make time for them. There is this one area where they have a villain section where Chip and Dale is. There's no characters in there, but each section is kind of designed to each villain from movies. You know, you like Queen of Hearts, Maleficent, even Scar from Lion King. All these nice like. Lights, smoke, you know, just these type of interactions that look really cool. But that is also another long line. We tried to get in at one time and it was about an hour and a half wait. And I don't want to wait too long in lines, wow. You know, when you're at a special party like this. So the whole night, the line was long. And then finally we went back maybe 30 minutes before the party was done. The line was still long. It went all the way to Soarin' Over California. Yeah, if you know that trail right line. There. So, we did it last year. Luckily, we did it right when the park opened, and they said nothing's really changed. But it is still a cool thing to see if you go early to the party. Go check that out. They have the parade twice during the party, coming once there and once back. Any spot, you could choose any spot, you know, it's a good view from anywhere along the line, all the way from Paradise Pier to Hollywoodland. Wait, no, sorry. Somewhere right there towards Radiator Springs, maybe further out. I'm trying to figure out where they ended. We went by Corndog Castle to check it out, and it's a nice, good spot to see that parade. Food. We tried to experience as much snack food as we can. There weren't really any hearty meals to enjoy. But a couple of things I did try. The top of my list, I mean, it wasn't special, but it was still great, was the black corn dog. They use black batter for the corn dog. And it was really cool. That was a long line, but if you mobile order quick, through the gate, just make sure you plan accordingly. I had the Jack Nom Nom cookie. It had like a little fiery candy on top of it, kind of like reminded me of a hot tamale in a way. That was delicious too. Couple of the items from the Cozy Cone we had. I'll post, like I said, I'm going to post a lot of pictures. I'm trying to think of everything I ate right now. One thing though, that it was really hot. So if you are going on a hot day, bring a fan. Every line we went to, everybody was complaining about there was no fans or anything to keep anybody cool. It was, like I said, it was surprisingly hot that day. And if you see when I post pictures, you're going to see all the sweat coming off of our bodies. You know, yeah. Taylor was all worried about her makeup and everything. So take fans. Everybody had fans too, which was great. And we're borrowing fans from people. They could just like, oh, you want to use my fan? You know, nice people. Thank you. So thank you for doing that, by the way. If you go out into the Hollywood area, they do have a lot more interactive characters over there in that section. Cruella De Vil was right there too in the newer version, not the old one, but from the one that what's her name played? I just can black that out.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, yeah. And she's always spot on right there with the characters, you know, talking to everybody. The music from the movie would play. All her fashion design stuff were right there too. Let me see. If you are a Magic Key holder, there is a spot for you to take a special picture, a Magic Key picture, and you do get a gift. They gave everybody, I'm glad I have these. These are popcorn bucket holders. So you know how they give you, if you just order regular popcorn from the you know, from the outdoor vendor, they give you the bucket.
Gotcha.
This is what you put it in right here.
So interesting.
It's a nice little carrying case. It has a lid. You can close it as so. It's got a carrying case on it. So if you only get one, you only get one. So just don't ask. We tried, like, can we get some more? No. They said, but the line was this line for this was long just because we went early, just so we can get it out of the way and get our freedom. So, and I do want to talk about the candy, by the way, the candy that they gave out. So I had a little tiff about what we got. So we have about like 20 bags of chips, of these chips, and that they gave out a lot of these Sun Chips. But one thing they gave out a lot of, and I showed you a picture of this, Snicker bars. So
that's great if you love Snickers.
It's great if you love Snickers. But I think we talked about this last week, that I would like to do a little contest for everybody. And we're going to do this hopefully maybe next week, to where I have a couple of things to give out, Oogie Boogie, special map that they give out that night. They have the bag that they give everybody when you walk into the door, has Hocus Pocus 2 on there. See, then this is the bag they give you, by the way. And
yes,
compared to how much candy I got to what this is, that's why I say always bring another bag. And yeah, so, and they gave out buttons for the 31 Nights of Halloween for Freeform, one of these bad boys right here. Mm-hmm. Nice. And there's a couple of other little goodies that I want to give out to one of our listeners. So we're going to have a little contest. I just want to make sure, before what it is, I don't want to say what it is yet until I think, I don't know. Have we talked about it yet?
I don't think so.
I don't think we have. I don't think, I thought I'd chatted with you guys. I think I chatted with Kat about it. So be on the lookout sometime this week, and we're going to have a contest for everybody. And I think it's a little clever, and it has to do with these Snicker bars. that's the hint right there. We got plenty of, like I said, it's candy galore, it's characters galore. I wasn't impressed by most of the food, though. So like I said, I tried to get as much as I could. Lines were long for everything, except, you know, some of the characters. And so, you know, I got the cookie because there was no line. I said, oh, well, there's no line, let's go try the cookie. You know, and stuff like that. So that was a big bummer. We did try a couple of the food items the day before at Disneyland that we went over through the foodie guide, which I can talk about later, that were really good too. So the highlight of the night was after the party was over. So we still had a reservation for Disneyland for that night. So the party ended at 11. Disneyland doesn't close till midnight. So we asked one of the cast members, can we still go into Disneyland dressed like this? And they said, yes, as long as you're coming from the Halloween party, we don't see why not. So good, we call. Actually got to go into Disneyland dressed up as Snow White and Prince Florian. We got to walk through Main Street, but not only that, we got to ride Snow White.
Oh,
so we arrived, you know, and everybody's just looking at us as we're walking down, saying how great we look. Kids are wanting to take our pictures, but you know, you're not supposed to take pictures. That's like a big no-no.
Yeah.
If you're dressed up like that, especially if you're in Disneyland.
My thing is, how do you tell, especially if it's a small child that's like four or 5 years old, how do you say no? You can't.
You don't.
You'll make the child cry. And then
Taylor did it. I mean, it was mainly Taylor that everybody wanted to take a picture of, you know, all the kids that would come up. So she, you know, she would say, as long as it's quick, yes, and just to let you know, I'm not a real character here. And she wanted the parents to understand that. And the parents like, oh, you know, we understand. She just wanted just a picture. So that's we actually cool. Did that. We had then. So walking up there, it was just fun looking at everybody, look at us, just saying how awesome we look. We actually got to go to the wishing well next to the castle to take a couple of pictures too at Snow White's wishing well. Statues of the seven dwarfs and everything in the background. And, you know, being in the line, everybody's just constantly talking to us, asking us about the party, but mainly the, you know, the costumes that we were wearing, you know, how we did them, where she got them at, stuff like that. And then people taking our pictures as we're loading onto the train for Snow White, stuff like that. And we felt like it was, we almost felt like it was like a little wedding for us, you know, and everybody's just like sending us off into this, you know, onto this chariot. And so it was a big highlight for the night to just go into Disneyland dressed like that. Cause I've never ever thought of dressing up as a prince. You know, I'm like, I'm more of a villain, you know, I want to be Gaston or, you know, something like that. And so
I thought you were a good Wreck-It Ralph.
I was like, yeah, great Wreck-It Ralph. I mean, he's not a bad guy. He's not a good guy. He's not a bad guy either.
Not a bad guy.
But
he got the medal. He got his medal.
Uh-huh. His medal, yeah.
He got his medal at the end.
So that made the night complete for us. And, you know, taking pictures in front of the castle, doing stuff like that. I changed my whole mindset of dressing like a prince. I want to do it again now. But, good. You know, still do stuff like that. It was fun. It was real fun doing that. So the party itself, there could be, you know, a couple more things. You know, I think they oversold it again, but that's Disney for you right there. Oversell and see what happens. You know, but you come away with a ton of candy. And the photo pass thing was amazing. We just took so much. Our photo pass worked inside Disneyland too, which was great. I didn't think it would, you know, being a different park, but since it's linked as being free for the night, I guess everything was free that night, no matter what pictures we took in which park. Like I said, just maybe less tickets, so it's more intimate, because I miss those days when it was, you know, back in 2005, 2010, when it was just a less crowd, but you got to do a lot more. We didn't ride anything because we just wanted to experience all the characters, all the trick-or-treat trails, all the shows that were going on. And, you know, that's something that we really never do. We like riding the attractions, but because of the lines, we couldn't do that. And that was a big bummer. I loved riding Tower of Terror in my Darth Vader costume. that was fun. I think just less people would make it more better, which a much worth the price that you're paying. I mean, people were saying it was probably around 10,000 tickets they sold per night, 10 or 15,000. I think it was more than that.
Holy cow.
In my opinion.
Wow.
I think it was more than that. That's what somebody was telling me, but I'm like, I think it's way more than that. It was a former cast member that told me that.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Yeah.
It's probably why it was so hot.
I don't know the capacity for California Adventure. I know the capacities for Disneyland's probably around 75, maybe 85,000. But they've done more than that. I know that for sure.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Any questions you guys have? Like any about the experiences?
Oh, producer Aljon has a question.
Yes, sir.
So the Villains Grove looks amazing.
Like I said, it's all it's like high tech. There's no characters, but each section.
Yeah.
Looks awesome.
I feel like, I don't know if it's just me, but in years past, we've done, of course, the Mickey's Not So Scary in Walt Disney World over at Magic Kingdom, but we've never done Halloween at Disneyland. But it just seems to me like their production value like stepped up a little bit. So is that true, or is it just because the video is better?
No, definitely with that, and you know, with the graphics that they put on the buildings now, you know, they do it for the castles now. They put graphics on there. They do it for a cart. They circle the lighting and graphics there are amazing. Along with the sound and the audio that they play throughout the night, you know, even with the parade, some of the floats looked just amazing. You know, the lighting, the visual effects. Also with you know, the sound Disney's just the king when it comes to sound. Whatever section you're in, they make sure that whatever it sounds perfect. It's not too loud over here. It sounds exactly the same right here when you walk 10 more steps away, and it's, you know, it's still that same sound. It's not too loud. It's not too dim. You still hear it. It interacts. Disney just has a way of making you feel like you're there all the time. Like you're in with the characters.
So I just feel like with Universal stepping up their game, and Halloween Horror Nights is always such the, I don't know how Universal does it year after year and just gets better and better, but I'm glad Disney is doing something that looks amazing. Like just from the high res video, the HD video that I'm watching, it looks so good. It just looks so good. So
it is. And, you know, with Halloween Horror Nights, that's more of a, you know, we want to scare the bejesus out of you, you know, yeah, stuff like that.
Of course.
You know, and it works too. They know exactly how to do it. I don't know if Knott's is up to par compared to, you know, how Universal is and Disney is, but
the Halloween Horror Nights is on my bucket list of things to do. But I need it to be more than just Al John and I, because the thing that I get most freaked out by are the people with chainsaws. So I need to feel somewhat a little bit more protected by, you know, because everybody's bigger than me. So yeah, no, have not done it, but it's been on my list of things that I really want to do. In the years that they've had Freddy Krueger as one of the haunted houses, I've been like, oh man, I so wish I was going.
Maybe Disney should have like a more of an adult Halloween night and have stuff like that.
There was,
you know,
a time.
And I was disappointed too. Zombie Cap didn't come out. You know, that's what a character I was looking forward to seeing was Zombie Captain America.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he didn't come out, and I was so disappointed. I'm like, that's regular Captain America. No, it's supposed to be Halloween. Bring him out. It's so.
What were some popular?
That was a bummer.
What were some popular Disney bound costumes, or you know, that you
there
saw?
Was a lot of Eddie from Stranger Things.
I bet there was everybody wearing their Hellfire Club t-shirt.
Another Eddie. Vision and Wanda and Vision. There was a lot of people like that, but they had every genre of costume from the old school comic book. There was a guy in the green tights, big old horns, everything, to, you know, Wanda, what she looks like in Doctor Strange right now. There's so many different Wandas and Visions. So that was a big couple's costume that night. Also, the Sanderson sisters. I mean, you know what's funny is that even a lot of guys dressed up like the Sanderson sisters.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Which was hilarious. I mean, some of them were just like spot on too. And there was a lot of incredible costumes. Not like D23, you know, I seen some of those were just, the expo were just amazing, amazing costumes that weekend. A lot of people took the time to make sure it's just, I wish you could wear a mask. You can't if you're an adult. I mean, I understand why, but it was a bummer. Like the last year I wore my Darth Vader mask was the last year they allowed like anything to go over your face. I had to still take the eyes out of the mask, but I could still wear the mask. But now they won't even allow that anymore.
It's only if you're under age 14, right?
I believe so, that you can wear a mask. I believe so. 14, 13, for the party only. I don't think you can. I mean, have I seen kids wear masks?
13 and younger.
That's underage 14.
Yeah. I just highlighted that. I just found the thing.
So,
see, you know, that's the only good thing about being short is when our kids get older.
No, yeah.
They're going to be taller than me by the time they're like 13 years old. So I can then put a face mask on and nobody know. They just think I was another kid.
I mean, I do have I was thinking about this the other day. I do have a something that you two should do, because you both aren't very tall people. So I think if you guys went as Wally and Eva one year for Halloween, it would be amazing.
We have the hoodies.
We do have the hoodies.
Yes, we have those Disney hoodies.
I mean, just find like a cardboard box to put Al John in. You don't need a big one.
No, just
do it up. Yeah. Put some roller skates on them.
I could do it.
No, not the roller skates. You would fall down.
Oh, if I'm in a box, it'll help cover a lot. It'll be like training wheels. Anyway.
So, that's good. I love wearing costumes at Disney.
I do have a story that I don't know if you guys have seen the video online or not, but there was a girl who yelled out to Gaston in the parade. And she said something like, "I'm available." And he said, No, oh, yeah, looking. I'm looking for the most beautiful. She was just like,
basically, insulted her, but in a very Gaston way.
Yeah, she said, "Gaston, I just broke up with my boyfriend."
Yes, yes.
And he's like, "Oh, is that right? Well, I am looking for the prettiest girl."
No, when she said she was
I'm available.
That yes.
It's like, would you want to go on a date? She asked him, "Do we want to go out?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well, I am looking for the prettiest girl in town." And then he just walked on.
Basically, was it? Yeah. I'm like, and it's not you. Like, basically,
yeah, it's not you.
That was funny.
Well, it is cast on. You know.
I know. And Kat, you're not going this year, huh?
I'm doing Mickey's Not So Scary in Orlando.
Oh yeah, that's right. You guys are going to be down there in October. Yes. Sorry, we can't go.
Yeah. What night are you doing the Halloween?
So what?
What night are you doing the Halloween party?
Oh, on the 10th. So the day I get there.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be a thing, I think.
Well,
My father was like, I was trying to get him to dress up as a Mickey bar and he wouldn't do it because he's a party pooper.
Oh.
But he's going to go deck out the Mandalorian
stick. I wouldn't know
swag.
Where you would put the stick.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be dressed up as Mandalorian.
Well, I got him a bunch of swag from the Mandalorian experience. So he was like, I'm just going to wear all the Mandalorian things. And I was like, okay, whatever.
I swear I want to get that. I want to get that.
That would be my dad. My dad would be like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I want to wear that Mandalorian costume shirt and get that Nerf Mandalorian gun. But unfortunately, you can't buy them in the Nerf, or you can't bring the gun anywhere.
You can't bring those in.
Even if it's a Nerf gun, you can't bring in a Nerf gun.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, well.
People have to ruin all the fun for everybody.
Exactly.
I know. Do you already know what you're going to dress up as, Kat? You haven't said it.
Yes. Mom and I are dressing up. I'm going to be a Dole Whip and she's going to be a citrus swirl.
I love it.
Are you going to have a spoon and all and everything?
No, but I have a little cherries to put in my hair.
Aww.
That'll look nice. That'll look nice.
Well, Kristen can't touch those because she's allergic to
them. No.
That's right. Well, you know, that's great because then we'll have one trip report from you, of course, in the can here for Disneyland. And then we're going to have one from Kat. We're going to be covering
both coasts this year.
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. I want to know what other rare characters you'll be able to see at our parks, you know, because it's like you said, it's just a great opportunity to get photo ops with characters you don't ever see.
Max is out in the Powerline costume for the Disney World party.
I love that.
I saw a picture of that. That looked awesome.
So excited.
I love it.
Our little girl would be all about that.
Hell yeah.
She likes that movie.
Who doesn't?
She has good taste.
It's great taste.
My buddy sings the song. He does an amazing job for it.
At
karaoke. He likes. Sometimes people start singing. I'll have Disney hour when I do karaoke and just everybody's singing Disney.
Of course.
Why I like. Yeah.
Has anyone done karaoke to Turning Red yet? The K-pop band?
No.
I'm just curious because they released that album for D23, and I'm like, oh, I think I might have to get that.
Oh, I wanted it so bad. Did you see that Francis Dominic and his group of friends dressed up as them for the Oogie Boogie Bash when they went?
I didn't see that.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I bet it's good. Those are some really cool things. And I think if it would be really funny if Kristen and I dressed up like Kate Bishop.
No.
and Hawkeye. That would be great.
There you go.
Then what do you dress Boo and Jack up as?
Oh, I don't know. They could Tracksuit Mafia.
Yes. Oh my God.
Tracksuit Mafia. That would be perfect little costumes for me. We'd be running around.
So I'm counting. There were 10 trick-or-treat trails too, by the way. 10 trick-or-treat trails. Most of them did have characters. So galore.
We will have to bring costumes just in case, because you never know when you're in guest relations if you get, you know, you may get some magical.
Well, I think we have to, why don't we poll the audience and you guys and you tell us what our kids and Chris and I should dress up as, because we don't have costumes, but we could get costume t-shirts, which I think would probably be the best idea because it's going to be hot. Yeah. It's going to be super hot.
I mean, you can just do Disney Incredibles. Bound. I mean everybody Disney will just bound. Stick with that.
The Incredibles are like the super easy thing to do.
Yeah, that's a super easy.
It's a super easy thing to do.
If you want to step your game up. Yeah.
Well, we've stepped our game up before at these Halloween parties. You know, Kristen and I have dressed up as Thor and Sif before.
Oh, we've dressed up as
As Alice and Hatter from the
You
Johnny
guys
Depp
are
movies.
So much more motivated than I am.
No, you know what we could do? And Boo, she would be all about it. Anna and Elsa. Mm-hmm. And then you could
You'll
be Kristoff.
Olaf. Oh, that'd be Olaf.
And Jack-Jack.
Jack-Jack could be Olaf.
Or you could be Sven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you could be Sven.
Oh, I could totally be Sven. Heck yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, absolutely. Get the t-shirts. Yeah,
I think
so,
she would tell you.
But we used to do the Halloween party every year. And I think one of my favorite costumes we did was of Swan and Sparrow when we went. And that was really cool.
Oh, yeah. That was
because
Captain Jack.
Yeah, Captain Jack was fun. I love dressing up as Captain Jack. I've got this awesome Captain Jack costume now. And I can't ever wear it out because it's like layers upon layers of stuff.
Oh, no.
And no. It is super hot. Like, I couldn't even do it. And then one year, Kristen, you dressed up as the Evil Queen.
Yes.
And I dressed up as a Prince Charming.
Yeah.
Cute. So that was fun.
The first year of Oogie Boogie Bash, when it changed to Oogie Boogie Bash, I went as a Mouseketeer and I like made a shirt with my name on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
And I was going through the trick-or-treat trails and the guy playing Dr. Facilier was like, "Who's Cat?" And I was like, "Me?" And he was like, "I should have known that." I was like, that's the point, right? It's your own name.
It's your own name on there.
But literally that was as dressed up as I've gotten. Last time I went with mom last year, I literally just wore a dress and like a flower in my hair. And I think I told the story that some guy was like, "You look like Lucille Ball," and I was like, "I can die happy now." Yeah. But that's like even my Dole Whip costume is just like a yellow dress.
No, that's fine. Look, everybody needs to have fun and be comfortable. I think comfortable when you're there for such a long period of time at these Halloween parties is so key. There's no way that those extreme costumers are going to go to the Halloween party. They couldn't even, A, they couldn't get through the turnstile, and B, they couldn't ever just go around the park. I mean, can you imagine going around the park? I have so much sympathy for the cast members that go around in Darth Vader and Stormtrooper outfits, and they have to be trotted out, and you know you can't breathe in those things, and I know you can't breathe in them because I used to have a Stormtrooper, or I used to have a Boba Fett costume, and I couldn't ever breathe in that thing.
Well, and we've heard the awful horror stories from somebody whose job was to work in costuming. So
you?
Did you work?
I worked in costuming at Universal for 6 years.
Oh. Oh, then you know the horror stories. Then you know the horror stories.
I know all the horror stories.
Oh, it's... Man, the cleaning bill, man.
Hey.
No thanks.
Yep. Hey. I would pass out if I had to wear something like that in the heat. I don't do well with the heat to begin with. So I'm like shorts and tank top girl. Because you can't wear any less than that.
Or you can reference what happened in the show last week when Kat and I were talking about the guy just dry heaving, you know, in the parking lot. Did we talk about that story? Oh, that's a story for a whole other show.
I don't think we talked about last week. We talked about the Transformer character, the still character is falling over.
Oh, the
in
still
character is
falling
show.
Over. That's true. We did talk about that. Well, maybe on that note. Maybe on that note. Just saying.
We hope you enjoyed. I can't even talk.
I'm not going to stop it this time.
We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification button. Those of you that want to support the show, you can do that in a few different ways. One is you can head over to diningatdisney.com, and when you are shopping Amazon, Disney Store, or getting your groceries delivered from Garden Grocer, click one of our links and that'll help us out. Or you can be like one of our top donors, Lindsay Marie, and donate to us on Anchor. And you can do that for as little as 99 cents a month. Hey, Bubba, you want to tell everybody where they can find us?
diningatdisney.com and Dining at Disney on all of our social media pages. Please take a visit and just let us know what you think of the shows and everything. Also, you can find me on Instagram, big_Bubba_B. Let me know what you think of the costumes that me and my wife wore. I'd like to get your feedback and see if it may be some improvements. I think there's a couple things. I don't want to tell Taylor. She's in the other room, so I'm not going to. She'll find out when she listens to the show. There could have been a couple improvements, but yeah, just let me know. So once again, big_Bubba_B.
Are you wanting to get in the doghouse for real?
I think I'm about to say I'm going to sleep on that couch right
for
now.
Heaven's sake. Come on,
she listens to the show. And then if you are traveling anywhere, if you guys want to have a great time traveling the world, talk to Kristen right here. Email her at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And not only that, it costs $0 for you to talk to her and her helping you out.
Yes, so, my services are free.
Free. And where can everybody find you, Kat?
You can find me on Instagram @catastrophe@CAT_ASTROPHE. If you enjoyed this podcast, check out our friends' podcast, The Disney List, Skull Rock Podcast, WDW Park Hoppers, Disney Parks Podcast, and my little podcast, Eat the Pictures. We'll be back soon with some Spider-Man content. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, the Dining at Disney group, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Until next time, I was Kat, that was Bubba, Kristen, and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.